This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberrywithnoes.com.
Everclear Channel Communications. Listen or else.
Young Radio Show presents.
Hey, welcome to the special edition of the Young Radio Show entitled Young Radio Show on Live. And I am your host, Travis Goss.
I'm Terry Strom.
And I'm Martin Thompson.
The only guy who decided to be part of this little experiment. Because nobody else is here. Oh, God.
That's because you didn't tell me it was an experiment.
Well,
it's not an experiment.
I'm just being sarcastic. But the thing is, though.
Oh.
They've had.
No, that's facetious.
Yeah. We've had. Two announcements, you know, had 2 weeks announcements. I even posted in the forums, and still nothing. So that just goes to show, nobody really cares, but it's okay. It's all right. I can live with this. I can see I'm not loved. But anyway.
Well, I did find a very interesting news story. Do you remember we talked about the guy... I'm sorry, I might be jumping ahead here.
That's okay.
You remember we talked before about the guy who was caught trying to bust into an apartment buck-ass naked?
Yeah. Ooh, a follow-up.
Yeah, well, no, this is not a follow-up. This is a similar story.
Ooh.
Some man, and I'll have to pull the story back up again to actually find it, but some man was arrested, found on a nature trail, jerking off while laying on a tree stump.
Oh, jeez.
And... on parole, no less. So they were going to arrest him for indecent exposure, and they asked him, are you carrying anything we need to know about it? And he said, well, actually, yes, I have something up me bum.
Oh, my God.
So they searched him and pulled an awl wrapped in electrical tape out of his ass.
A what?
An awl. Like an ice pick.
Ow!
Wrapped in electrical tape that he shoved up his ass. So now they are charging him with carrying a concealed weapon while naked.
That's just wrong, dude. Oh.
It was right hilarious.
Well, yeah.
So he was violating the law and violating himself at the same time.
Yes, he was.
God, if he walked past the scrapyard magnet, there'd have been a mess, wouldn't there?
That'd have been painful that week.
It'll take stitches to put that ass back together if that was the case.
To see if I could find the, because it actually gave his name and everything.
Ooh, we could ridicule him. All right.
Oh, crap. Wait a minute. I've got the wrong spot here. I don't want this. Where am I?
Was it pretty cancel?
was this guy a friend of yours? I mean, you seem to know a lot about him.
No, I read this article. No, he's not a friend of mine. But article.
You know what people really say when they say, hey, a friend of mine was caught, you know? It's because it was them.
That's a good point.
Well, it's been done, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I can't find the bloody news. You know, you can never find it when you want it. Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh, I got one for you. I just pulled this from Reuters a few hours ago. I was going to share this for Monday's show, but I was going to share it now.
Okay.
In New York, from Reuters, Matt ordered to wear sex offender T-shirt. A Delaware judge on Friday ordered a man who twice exposed himself to a 10-year-old girl at his workplace to wear a T-shirt with the words, I am a registered sex offender, in bold letters. Russell.
Oh, this is like, you know, what was that book? What's the book with the woman that had to wear the big red A on her chest?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that one.
Oh, it's probably one of those books
that only women read, isn't it?
Russell Teeter, 69, who pleaded guilty to 2 counts of indecent exposure, also was sentenced to 60 days in jail by Superior Court Judge Jan Jordan in Wilmington. Deputy Attorney General Donald Roberts said he requested an unusual T-shirt punishment because he was concerned about Teeter exposing himself to children at the gardening business he runs with his wife. This is a unique way to let his customers know that he is a sex offender, Roberts told Reuters. Roberts said Teeter had at least 10 prior convictions dating back to 1976 for exposing himself to children and had been diagnosed as a compulsive exhibitionist. Teeter, who has 30 days to appeal the sentence, will have to wear the T-shirt at work for 22 months after he gets out of jail. Teeter's attorney could not immediately be reached for comment.
All right, that's silly. I think that's cruel and unusual myself.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't survive more than 2 months. Someone's going to take a pop at him.
I think his business is going to go under if that happens.
I don't know. People might come by just to see if he's wearing the T-shirt.
Not true. It could be like a double-edged sword. Or not.
What, you mean? You might be a celebrity. You become a celebrity.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, isn't it... I won't say the name of this. Isn't it Pride and Prejudice? Not Pride and Prejudice. God bless it. The woman who was an adulteress, and they made her wear a giant red A taped to her... or pinned to her breast... because she had sex with a local pastor or something, I don't know. Anyway, same sort of thing.
I don't know.
How about this? Vienna, 4 urinals shaped like a woman's lips went on sale on eBay Thursday after being removed from a public toilet in Vienna following protests from women's groups who said they were sexist.
I think that is bloody awesome!
That's genius.
It's true. 3rd of November.
Urinal shaped like a woman's lips. I love it.
That's right. Yeah. You'd never have trouble getting going, wouldn't you?
Oh.
You'd not have any problem getting a man to put it in all the way, would you?
Oh, you wanted more? A little bit more? Okay, here you go. Oh, how's that?
Get on the baby.
Take it all in.
Okay, I found that John Sheehan, 33, of Pittsburgh, was initially arrested on suspicion of indecent exposure, but when asked whether he was carrying anything police should know about, Sheehan mentioned the tool, said El Centero, California, Detective Corporal Don Hargan. You can't get much more concealed than that, Hargan said. The officer drew the weapons and firefighters were called to the scene. He removed a 6-inch metal awl, AWL, wrapped in black electrical tape without incident. When you're talking about an awl or an ice pick and you're dealing with somebody who's fresh out of prison, it's a weapon. That's a stabbing instrument, Harkin said.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so I found his name, so there you go.
I've got another one. Flavored condom ad in bad taste. In New Delhi, for Reuters, Indian authorities want to stop the daytime airing of a television advertisement promoting flavored condoms, saying it is obscene and in bad taste. The advert promotes DKT's Triple X strawberry, chocolate, and banana flavored condoms with a catch line, "What is your flavor of the night?" But the advertising standards council of India and the censor
board—they're very Puritan. Yeah, they're very puritanical. They're like Victorians still, you know.
Alright, well, maybe in public they are, but I've had enough Indian men message me before. I can tell you in private there's something else.
Hey Terry.
No, you don't mean Indian men, you just mean men.
Alright, that's true.
Hey Terry.
You just slid that Indian in there. Come on.
That's right, it would apply to any culture you'd like to add it to.
Hey, how about this? Tokyo Reuters. Police are looking for a robber who held up a noodle bar in Western Japan, then paid for his meal and waited for his change before making off.
Okay.
I was going to tell you.
Oh, sorry, I can't break that. Would you mind standing here and waiting a bit?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Terry, it's
good. I've only got these.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. No,
because I was going to ask Terry, because we were talking about that flavored condom bit. Hey, Terry, do you have any Indian in you?
Do I have what?
Any Indian in you?
Now, I've heard this before, okay?
Okay.
Did you know?
I don't want one right now either, so...
Well, I can't help
I don't know if you can get them over there, guys, but you can find condoms in machines that are flavoured with curry. Curry-flavoured condoms.
Ew!
Yeah, I know. But it's Indian, you know. But it's true. I've actually remember seeing it on the side of the...
I've never had
a
curry
rubber
before.
Machine in the toilet.
All right, have either of you ever used a flavored condom?
I have.
No one stick, eh?
Yeah. Stop.
My ex.
What did you? Did you flavor in your tea?
No. Listen. My very first when I was first engaged, when her and I met, she had a flavored condom, and it was strawberry.
Right.
And it was quite an experience.
I think it's a bit disconcerting myself. I think, you know, I think bits should smell and taste of bits, not food.
Well, you know, it depends on how often the bits go other place.
That's
oh,
a good
you mean
point.
Like, oh, oh dear, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, but if I was going to be tasting bits...
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind a bit of a different flavor now and then.
I'll go get the whipped cream and cherry. So I'll be right back.
But yeah, see, you might forget what you're doing. You know, I mean, you suck. You don't chew.
Well, then make it lollipop flavors.
Lollipop flavors.
Okay. Ah. What would be your flavor of choice?
How many licks does it take?
Ooh.
Not what you said before, Travis. If it's an advert.
Yeah, don't ask Mr. Owl to test that out.
You're talking about Martin for.
Oh, sorry, that's why
here.
I don't. Yeah, in joke. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's those Tootsie Pop commercials from the 70s.
Yeah, we don't have them over here.
Yeah,
I'm in the UK. Yeah, so we.
Okay.
They have adverts for tea and busties.
All right, well, let me explain this to you. You might have to go to YouTube as well to check it out, but we had in the 70s, we had a commercial for something called Tootsie Pops. And if you're not familiar with what a Tootsie Pop is, it's a sucker, but inside of this flavored lollipop is a Tootsie Roll. It's very good stuff. Do you have Tootsie Rolls over there in the UK?
No.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like
nauseous.
No, it's a bit of chocolate taffy, really, isn't it, like that?
It's kind of like chocolate taffy. You know, it's a little bit of a caramel texture to it. It's pretty good stuff. Well, anyways, in this advert,
that's good.
What they did was this animated kid went up to this turtle to find out how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll set of a Tootsie Pop. And the turtle says, "I never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl," because that turtle is really old. So then the boy goes up to this owl, and he says, "Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center for Tootsie Pop?" And the owl says, "Let's find out." He unwraps the sucker, and he persists to lick it. He goes, "One, two, three." And he takes a big bite of it, and he's like, And he says, three. And he hands the empty Tootsie Pop stick back to the kid in disappointment.
And then the fact that you know that commercial so well from the 1970s is a bit scary, isn't it?
Hey, I can't help it. I love pop culture.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was this TV show.
There's fireworks.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Looking out the window. Yeah, November the 5th. You know.
Yeah.
That was a great walk.
Remember, 5th of November.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot about Guy Fawkes.
I've got a view from up a hill over the whole south side of Bristol, and I can see about six different lots of firework displays going off at the moment.
Oh, well, we should have announced to our listening audience that Martin is from Bristol, and he's not bad for a Brit.
Can you hear the bangs?
Oh, very good.
Yeah. There we are. Shut the window, it's cold. Yeah. Sorry about that. Carry on. What were we talking about?
I know they mentioned Guy Fawkes quite a bit on the Daily Source Code. But what exactly makes Guy Fawkes so unique?
You asking me?
I guess. You're the only Brit we know of right here, so.
I'm just
aghast. I mean, what sort of question is that?
Well, they mention all the time.
Hey, hang on. What, that George Washington? What's that all about?
He's like the first president of the United States. Yes, I know my history.
What was that anyway?
So, what makes him so famous then, eh?
He had wooden teeth. And everybody loved him. What makes I don't know.
Were they, yeah. I thought he had ivory teeth. Yeah, wooden teeth, did he?
They were, I don't know. Whatever,
he had false teeth, but somehow everybody just loved him.
Well, Guy Fawkes plotted to blow up the Parliament building.
Oh, wow.
It was a Catholic, early sort of Al Qaeda sort of affair going on.
Woohoo!
But it's an anti-Catholic celebration.
Oh,
Guy Fawkes, because it was Catholic. Because Henry VIII had kicked the Catholics out because he wanted to marry again, you know, and the Pope said he couldn't, so he said, right, piss off, didn't he? And formed his own church. And the Catholics wanted to get back in, and that's what part of it was about.
During Guy Fawkes night, you hang Guy Fawkes in effigy.
No, we don't hang him, we burn him.
Well, you hang him first, though. You don't, but it's
been long time since I've been over. No, they just stick him up there and burn him. They don't bother hanging and drawing him. It's a bit messy, really. You know.
But you have big, huge bonfires and blah, blah, blah.
Big bonfires and fireworks, yeah.
And it's a great excuse to go out and get sloshed.
People don't tend to use it as a drinking excuse. They don't need a drinking excuse. They drink all the bloody time anyway. It's more of a family thing, you know, to go with your kids and that sort of thing. So I don't bother going, you know. Stay in the warm. My kids are a bit old to be sort of dragged around there.
Well, there you have it, Travis.
Okay.
Sorry. That was me going off again.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. It's good. It makes for good entertainment and good podcasting.
Don't let me play with knives, okay? That's all.
Oh, cat sneezing.
Don't let you play with knives.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Martin is
bless
a
you, Brad. Good grief. A cat just sneezed all over my arm. Good lord.
Oh, gross.
They do that without warning, don't they? They're little buggers.
Thanks, Brett. I appreciate it. At least for us humans, when we sneeze, we have a good announcement. It's called a ha before we let it go.
Yeah, that's right. Here it comes. What's that noise?
I just now realized why. Okay, It's 12 o'clock noon here, well, almost 12:30 here in Illinois, yeah. And my mom is upstairs, and she's decided to vacuum. Great. Fucking hey.
I'll be right back in it.
Alrighty.
God. Well, Travis, but what sort of military instrument is your mother using to vacuum with? That's so bloody noisy.
I know.
Sounds like a hedge trimmer or something like that, you know.
Well, first of definitely all, there is no insulation from the upstairs floor to my ceiling, so that's why there's so much noise. And second of all, it's just it's some sort of a haggard vacuum that she has. I think it's from a Hoover.
Tell her to get a Dyson.
I'll have her look into it, or maybe get one of those dirt devils.
They'll suck the planks right off the floor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm back, and because I'm a bit of a bitch,
ooh.
And I can.
Oh yeah.
Travis, how old are you? Because you'd had a birthday. How old are you?
I turned 27 on Thursday, November 2nd.
Yeah,
and you're still living at home.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and where do you live?
Don't rub it in. It still bothers me each and every day.
And what part of the house do you live in, Travis?
The attic? Oh, the basement. The basement.
So you are 27 and you live in your mom and dad's basement.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I'm a
creepy.
Loser, okay? I admit it. So fucking what? My life sucks. There we go. My life would be better if I lived in Portland, Maine or Portland, Oregon.
Travis, do you ever go out, you know, outside of your basement?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not a hermit or something, you know.
No. True losers never leave their basements for anything. I do go out. I do have fun. You know, I have friends I talk to. I do have a girlfriend. So it's all just because of my finances. You know, I really am considering filing for bankruptcy to see if I can get that lifted. See if I could get sort of elbow room to get the hell out of here, but I don't know. I have to talk to the local attorney and see if he could do that. Then I can actually.
I don't suppose you thought about doing something really radical.
What?
Get a job.
I got a job.
Travis does have a job.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the problem is debt, then, is it?
You know, yeah, that's the big problem.
Yeah. It's a shitter. Yeah.
It is. So. But I'm dealing with it on a day-to-day basis, so it's not the end of the world, but it's definitely not good either.
Travis, do you still work in that old people's home? What you do?
Yeah, I'm the head cook. And I make damn good food. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. I thought that's where you were, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah. But I can go and talk to you guys about my birthday and tell you what happened.
So what happened?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Guess why? Because I came home, opened my presents, and that was it. Just as I expected.
At least you had presents. My birthday passed. I had nothing at all.
Well, here's the... I know. Count my blessings. But here's the problem. I'm the kind of guy who loves to be entertained, okay? However, I didn't find much for entertainment. Because you can't be entertained from clothes. Because that's mostly what I got. Okay, check this. My parents got me a new pair of jeans that are way too fucking big. They gave me some new boxers, which is cool. Boxers are good. I love boxers. You can never have too many of them. Then, they got me a new shirt that looks like a guy with a massive hangover was exhibiting what he had for dinner the night before.
All right, that's entertainment.
That's, true, but the shirt is fucking ugly. Okay? Bill Cosby wouldn't want to wear this shirt.
Well.
I didn't get anything either. Oh, I didn't.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. I know they
mean. Hey, you had something. You know, you're complaining. I didn't get anything for my birthday.
All right. Well, so see, he likes the bitch driver stores.
But I was just, you know, I know that's the thought that counts. And believe me, I'm grateful. I just hate that fucking shirt. It is so ugly. And my brother.
I wish we could see it.
Oh, I'd love to take a picture of it, but I'm too scared, and I'll look like, aw, Rudy!
Rudy?
No, no, The Cosby Show. I think you've seen it. Terry?
Yeah, but I don't know who Rudy is.
Rudy, it's the little girl.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Oh, you said Rooney. I'm thinking, what? Michael, what's his name?
Andy
Rooney.
Rooney. Yeah. Yeah, well, I just love that. Yeah, Rudy, you got to take the pudding. Okay.
All right, that was really pathetic.
I'm sick. You got to give me a little bit of credit for trying.
He keeps falling back on that one, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Oh, dear.
That sounded delightful, I might add.
Yeah. I got sprayed there.
Oh, yeah. With a little phlegm to boot. But anyways.
Yeah, I just went back and checked and still nobody's here.
Yeah.
Mark's not around. Ken's not around. Brian's not around.
I'm so unloved. But anyways.
I'm not going to comment on that one.
Well, good. I appreciate it. Okay. Did find another news item. Man finds letters to God at sea. This is in Philadelphia. Home of the Mediocre Show. That's right. They're in PA.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania. Anyways, a U.S. man who found 300 letters to God floating in the Atlantic Ocean said on Friday he will donate them to a church instead of selling them on eBay following protests from religious people. Oh, this has got bullshit written all over it, I bet you.
Yeah.
The letters, sent to a deceased Baptist clergyman, mysteriously wound up in a sealed plastic shopping bag near a beach in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's a makey uppy one, that, isn't it?
It has to be, because that's just. This is such a stupid story.
Yeah, it's not even funny. It's just, you know, it's just sort of like over imaginative.
Hey, have you guys heard about the new Wonder Jock?
The what?
Do tell us.
Yeah.
It's a Wonder Jock. It's a new line of men's undergarments made by Aussie Bum.
Yes.
No, seriously. They got a picture on the web, and I don't know about the Wonder Jock, but I wouldn't mind having this model come around. But
is there a picture?
There is a picture. And
oh, don't tell me. It's a man.
Yes, it is. But they say okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
But it says here, size really does count. Just ask Australian underwear maker Aussie Bum, which has launched the Wonder Jock for men who want to look bigger.
It's got padding in.
No, it does not. The design of the underwear separates and lifts. The fabric cup protrudes everything out in front instead of down towards the ground. There's no padding, rings, or strings, says Aspie. Ashby, so co-founder of the internet-based Aussie Bum firm.
So what it does is it scuffs the end of your thing backwards
well,
and forward.
You can say what it is, you know.
All day.
It pulls your balls forward, lifts you up.
Jesus.
It lifts your balls and separates them. Oh, jeez.
It probably makes you walk on your tiptoes then, doesn't it? you know.
Hey,
well,
Phil,
so far
how's it
they
going?
Have sold 50,000 pair, and you can go to their website www.aussiebum.com. That's AussieBum.com, and there are a handful of stores around the world that sell them.
Say, well, Bill.
They look quite nice. They're very low riding though, as well. So it looks like it's a bit like a men's
be like
low rise brief. But
Say, Bill, looks like you get your underwear's looking constrictive. What's going on?
I just got these new underwear from Aussie Pump. Isn't it great? It lifts and separates my testicles. I've never felt better.
Yeah. And you're walking on your tiptoes.
Pretty much.
I'm trying to send you this picture, Travis.
I have difficulty.
Can I just send you the link?
Yeah. Then we can do a little drag and drop. So anyway,
there you go.
Whee! I can't wait to see this. This is going to be hilarious.
Oh my god, no. Mm-hmm. This model is quite... Look at them six packs. Woo!
Oh, dude, that's got wrong written all over it. Oh.
I think it looks quite lovely, actually. You want to see it as well,
Yeah, please.
All right, hang on. I'll just copy the link.
If I use this for the album artwork, everybody's going to be wondering what the hell's the matter with me. Travis, have you switched teams? What's going on here?
There you go.
Thanks.
I think they look quite lovely.
Yeah, because you're a woman. You appreciate stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. They're men.
Well, you know, I think it's about time. If they can go running around with Victoria's Secret commercials with women in these bras and these tiny little panties running around.
That would be just so embarrassing to wear, wouldn't it? You know, you know where everybody's looking.
Well, isn't that what a lot of guys want?
Not really, no. Well, maybe they do, yeah. They're dreaming, aren't they? Tell them they're
dreaming.
That
looks like the guy's all balls, for God's sakes. Come on. You gotta be kidding me, dude. I wouldn't want to walk around with underwear and it makes my balls look 10 times bigger than what they really are. I mean, come on.
Oh, come on now. Wait a minute. Are you saying that if a woman with gigantic breasts walks around, you wouldn't want to know?
If it's natural, yes, but come on.
How do you know if it's natural?
Well, I'm not going to go up and ask them, hey, nice rack. What size are those? Are those
both
real?
Women like to see this too, don't they?
I guess it just plays for...
Is that all balls or is there some tick in there? I'm not going to do that.
Plays both ways. We'll let the listeners be the judge.
All right, everybody should write or call in and Travis can tell you where and say your opinion on whether or not you think the Wonder Jock is a good thing. If they've had the Wonder Bra all this time, it's only fair.
And the phone number to call is 206-309-SHOW.
Oh, and for anybody outside the United States, that is a U.S. number.
Right.
He's got a small furry animal inside those jocks.
as long as that furry animal is rampant, hit him.
Yes, I say it's possibly a rabbit. Oh, yeah, I wondered when we'd get around to a rampant rabbit. I had a feeling that one might come up. Do you know about those, Travis?
What?
Rampant rabbits.
You're going to have to fill me in on that one.
Oh!
It's a device that I'm sure Martin knows all about.
Oh.
And everyone out there in listening land.
Oh, okay.
I'm a rabbit. Everybody, yeah. Please donate.
I get it now. One of my ex-girlfriends had one. Okay. I just forgot where it was. Alright.
Trust me, if you're a woman, you've not forgotten.
Oh, God. Even if it's just the three of us doing this special edition of the show, it's still... We still manage to get to the big, you know, the deep depths of hell. I tell you.
Come on, it's not that bad.
Come on, what color was it?
What color was it? Oh, the rabbit, yeah.
It was kind of like between a magenta, some sort of a purple.
Yeah. Right, yeah, they do come
in like
a
lilac one.
Yeah.
They come in quite wacky colors, yeah.
But, yeah.
And it's got a little Twinkie bit down there at the bottom, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
What you got that stuck up your ass too, did you? Oh,
yeah. We've already talked about that kind of stuff in the previous episode. I like things going out of my ass. I don't want things going in. The door.
I'm just curious. I've never met anybody who told me that their partner had a rampant rabbit. You know, so I'm all aghast and agog and full of questions. You know, I'm trying to sit down.
Well, the thing is, for me, is like my door goes only one way. That's it.
I think I get your drift.
There you go.
I think he's gay. He's gay.
Hey.
I thought you were trying to make it clear, you know?
I was making it clear. The back door goes only one way. That's out. That's it.
Oh, actually, speaking of out, that's what I wanted to do on here. I'm coming out on the show. If that's not too, you know, too controversial.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gay. Yeah.
Oh, well, that might be a surprise to your ex-wife and your children.
No, I mean, I'm gay. I'm happy. You know, I want the fucking word back, excuse me, for the, you know, for the English language.
There you go.
I mean, it's our word. Give it back. You've been playing with it long enough. They've been playing with it long enough.
About what? Words that are changed and you can't
have
them.
No.
Or like,
yeah, sorry, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when he said, you know, I'm happy. It's like, cool. You know, it's bringing it back old school. Awesome.
Yeah. But you see, now you can't say, oh, I feel gay today. You know, you just can't say it anymore, can you? Because just people get the wrong idea.
Exactly.
Bastards have them back.
They bastardized the
English. And they better damn well clean it before they give it back as well. You know?
Yeah, might have to use one of those steel toothbrushes.
I've got nothing against gay people, but, you know, it would be nice to have the word back. You know,
right.
They could maybe... Yeah.
All right, then let's pick a new word. For the homosexual community, they'll no longer be referred to on the show as gay. We shall call them something else. What shall it be?
Right. hang on. I'm just. I've got some pliers on my thumb at the moment to shut me up. Okay.
Okay. Oh, see.
On your thumb? Are you sure?
I was nearly overcome then. You know, I nearly blurted it out. It would have been funny, but I don't want to offend people. You know, so.
You can tell me later.
Because I'm only being funny. I'm not being malicious, if you know what I mean.
Right. Okay. So if on this show, then, we'll no longer refer to someone who is homosexual as someone who is gay. We shall use a different word, but we have to agree on what that word is going to be.
Well, people can just call up and even email us at theunradioshow@gmail.com. Give us your suggestions. Echo. Today.
I don't have any right now, but I'll think about it.
Let's see. Uni.
What?
No, you can't.
You gotta be you have to be very, very careful which words you use, because it might be one that you'd regret giving away, you know?
How about we call them Hal?
Hal?
Homosexual and lesbian. How?
Hi, I'm a how.
Well, I guess it'd be whole, because it'd be homosexual or lesbian, wouldn't it?
Whole.
I'm a whole.
Hollies.
I'm a holly.
Mm.
No, because then that's going to spoil Christmas time, isn't it?
And also, every time I watch...
Yeah, I know, but but they've only got one day of the year.
Yeah, but if you just call them holly, you mean, it kind of reminds me of that one character
practice,
from...
You? How do you hang the holly about your house?
Every time you say holly, it reminds me of Red Dwarf. Because that one character, that one computer.
Oh, the hologram.
Yeah. Or whatever the computer was. Yeah. Not...
hologram.
You know the show. We've all seen it. It's pretty good.
Wait, on Red Dwarf, that's right. There wasn't a hologram. Oh, wait. Was
yeah, there was. There was. It was one of the crew members who passed away.
And then he got a hard light drive, yeah.
Yeah. That was a good show.
Intents and purposes, real. Yeah.
Hello.
It's a shame. It's a shame. It's finished now. The last time I heard anything of Craig Charles, who played Lister, you know, the black guy.
Yeah.
He was like falling out of taxis with powder sort of all over his face.
Oh, yikes!
This was earlier in this year. You know, he was. I suppose he was going on a bit of a bender, and people do from time to time. It maybe doesn't necessarily mean anything, does it? But,
the last time I saw him, he did this one. It was this show with robots. What the hell's the name of it? Robot Wars.
Robot Wars, yeah. That's right.
I never saw that one.
They aired some of the episodes on what was then called Tech TV here in the United States. But that was a big, big show.
What, big over there, was it?
Well, yeah, for like the tech geeks and stuff like that. Because at the time, we also had this other show. It was just like Robot Wars. BattleBots. It was pretty cool. Mm.
But I guess it's big for the techie people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, the fad kind of faded, but...
Did we change direction slightly then? Where were we going? I can't remember.
Oh, hell, I don't know. We're talking about something. Got under Red Dwarf somehow.
Got under Red Dwarf, yeah. Completely sidelined me. Can't remember that.
Must have been. Damn it, Carter.
Let's rewind the tape. Oh, wait. I don't use tape.
Yeah.
Hell spells. Anyways.
Quick look something up. Hang on.
Oh, shit. But...
Names for homosexuals.
Yeah, that's right. That's so
a generic Holly, generic term.
Yeah, we had Hall.
Generic term.
Right. God, that's a
fudge
that's a
packers.
Tough.
How about that?
Oh, jeez. Nothing says PC like fudge packers.
Yeah, well, I've already said that anything I say isn't malicious, and I've got plenty of friends who are gay, and it really doesn't bother me. You know,
we're not a politically correct podcast.
This is why. I know. That sort of thing, you know, it always brings out the politically incorrect in me. You know, when someone throws down a gauntlet, you know, to do a task like that.
For me,
if I convinced anybody.
Well, for me, it's like I just call it as I see it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it because that's all about being PC is you sugarcoat stuff. That's bullshit. Yeah. Call it as you see it. Yeah. Don't be a pussy.
Okay.
There's my little tirade. Thank you.
Done.
Yes.
So, what do you think?
Hey, I have a top 10 from Dave Letterman I'd like to say.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go ahead and just share. I'm not going to queue it up. Just go ahead and just say it.
Okay, well, this is the top 10 from February 17th, 2006 from the Dave Letterman Late Night Show. These are the top 10 signs that your pilot is drunk.
Oh. Adam Curry, pay attention. I'm teasing.
God promise.
Number 10. He introduces himself as Captain Morgan.
Oh, jeez.
Number 9. You open. wait. It's hard to read. Okay, number 9. You open the overhead luggage compartment and you find him in there taking a nap.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Number 8. Giggles anytime anyone says cockpit.
That's me.
Me too.
Here's a better one. Number 7. Your flight from New York to Chicago takes 16 hours on the internet.
From where to Chicago?
New York to Chicago, 16 hours on the interstate.
Oh, jeez.
Number 6. He agrees to go hunting with Dick Cheney.
Oh!
Number five, he announces that the plane will be circling until he's sober enough to land.
Oh, God.
Number four, when you hit turbulence, he screams, "Damn! Spilled Kahlua on my pants!"
Oh, damn it, I spilled my whiskey!
Yeah, I'm still mad about that. Okay. He asks passengers to look out the window and watch for the fuzz.
Oh, God.
Number two, he keeps turning on the intercom and yelling, "Whee!" And the number one sign your pilot is drunk, he's flying the airplane with Britney Spears' baby on his lap.
Oh, God.
Now, I don't know that piece of news, but what's the father of Britney Spears' baby?
Kevin Federline.
Right, so explain the joke to me. I know it's going to wreck it, but, you know. I mean,
okay.
Plowing over the old ground, but I don't have a clue what they're talking about.
Okay. Some time ago, earlier this year, Britney Spears was caught driving with her infant, I think it's her son. Yeah, in her lap, and he was like right at the steering wheel. And the paparazzi caught a few pictures, so it pretty much embarrassed her. Rightfully so, of course.
Britney Spears, she's pretty much what the Australians call a bogan, isn't she, really?
I guess.
Basically, the
American analogy would be trailer trash.
Oh well, yeah, basically.
I get this idea, you know, this vibe off first. I mean,
one thing is that really bothers me about Britney Spears is she doesn't have any talent. Okay, the reason she got so famous because she presents herself as a skank. And also, she has some pretty good PR. You know.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why she is the way she is. And she can't sing. She certainly can't dance. But she figures if she dresses like a whore, that's going to sell records. Mm. Well, for some reason, that little plan of hers is working.
Yeah. Well, good for her.
But the thing is, though,
she can make it work. But it's kind of sad because she... she obviously doesn't have much of a clue about life, does she? You know, I don't know what sort of influence she had when she was growing up.
What really gets me, though, is here in the United States, Britney Spears and Kevin Federline is the equivalent to that of Victoria and David Beckham.
Posh and Bex.
Right. Yeah. So it's like that equivalent.
Only, they're bogans. Yeah. That's what they are. You know, they're working class people that make good.
Right.
Shed loads of money, you know?
I know. And what really bothers me is that I don't see Victoria doing anything. It looks like her husband's doing all the work. So I guess it's like a role reversal. David's doing all the work. Posh is at home doing pretty much nothing.
Nothing. Not even eating. She's just starving herself to death, isn't she?
Right. And in here in the United States...
she's like a sparrow, you know?
Yeah. And here in the United States, Britney's doing all the work and Kevin's just being a bum.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting how it plays out.
Which relationship would you like to shadow, you know?
Oh, God. Like what I'm the most interested in?
What?
No.
Which one would you like to be? Which one would you like to be living?
Oh,
you know?
Dude. I'd love to be married to Victoria. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Because he gets
out there and he gets people cheering him to the... as an orgasm, you know, on the pitch there. You might know what it's like, you know, have all those people, you know, yelling at you for 90 minutes.
Right.
Brilliant. Yeah. Big buzz.
Oh, dude. If I could be David Beckham, I'd be really, really happy.
And of course, because of that, he gets all the kudos because he's not seen to be bumming off his wife. You know, he's doing it. He's looking after his family. He's doing the manly thing.
Right. But, oh, geez.
Do you know what? He's only got one problem. It's a big one, though. It's his squeaky voice. It's a very squeaky voice for a big chap, isn't it?
Oh, my God. That's kind of true. That's kind of true.
Oh, that makes me wonder.
What do you think, Victoria?
Oh, God.
I got a question for you both now.
All right.
Yeah?
Have you ever dumped someone who was perfectly nice, perfectly good, but they had some small trait like a squeaky voice or something like that that drove you so crazy you couldn't stand to be around them?
No, no, that's not me. But the one girl I was seeing earlier this year, she, like, the first night we met, she was already asking me to move in with her. That was the deal breaker.
Okay. Yeah, that's a warning flag there.
Right.
By the way, Martin, are you moving in with me?
Yes, thank you. You've said that on the radio, you know. That's a contract. Is that a contract?
No.
I'll be over there just as soon as I can get this house sold, okay?
All right, you do that.
Okay.
Travis, you can come too.
Sweet! I'll sleep on the floor. I'll be okay. I'd love to share the bed with you, but you know.
Now, you were both talking, and I didn't hear either one of you.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't sound like it from here. We've got different time delays, haven't we?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah.
No, after you. Please.
I insist. Go ahead.
The fuck, we're going to match. Oh, got a macho now.
What? Oh, yeah.
It's just we're both saying no after you. After you, you know? It's one of those, you know. Yeah. But,
Okay, that was exciting.
Sorry, yeah.
Go ahead, say what you gotta say. I'll follow up.
Oh, I can't think what it was now. It's completely gone.
Okay, it was about moving in with her, with Terry.
Yes. Well, she's invited me now. I thought that was finished. I mean, it's a done deal. I'm going to sell the house. She's promised to take me in on national radio, or international, global radio. So
you do the show with us then?
With you? I am with you. I am with you.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, I'd love to share the bed with you, Terry. But, you know.
But what?
I don't know if you'd let me.
Well, you come here to Travis, and then we can discuss that up front in Paris and alike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would make a great gift. Oh, yeah.
You want me to put a ribbon around yourself and a bow in the front?
If that's all you're going to wear, realize, sure, go ahead.
Do you realize you've just been propositioned by someone who sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh!
Yeah, but she's a lot sexier than Mrs. Doubtfire.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah?
Do I sound like Mrs. Doubtfire?
No, you don't. You sound like somebody from the Outer Hebrides, though.
Well, that would be closer, wouldn't it?
Well, here's the thing, though, with her. I've seen her in a two-piece teddy, and oh, my God.
Yes, he has.
Oh, man. It took me days to get down from Cloud Nine.
Oh. It took you days to escape from the house.
Yeah, he had to find the key to the cops.
Terry. Would you wear that the first day I came over there?
Hell, I'd pick you up in the airport wearing that.
Sweet. Who in the man? Oh, yeah.
Give us a shout when you finish.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Travis is going to need some cat litter soon.
Oh.
Cat litter? Why?
Something to soak up all the fluid, you know.
Oh, cat litter.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
Oh, you've got a gross imagination. Or I have.
Martin.
Yeah?
Since Martin's not here, take over a role here. Martin, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Nothing much.
Okay, I have visions in my head now.
Yeah.
And sure.
That shut you up, didn't it?
Damn, okay, I'll answer your question right away. I'm wearing a Napoleon Dynamite t-shirt and shorts. No socks.
Oh, okay. I dream about wearing shorts.
Well, I'm not going anywhere today, so I was just going ahead.
And you come here and visit me in the summertime. You'll be in shorts, trust me.
Or probably nothing at all if you're alone with her.
Well, you never know.
So why do you want to know what we're wearing?
Oh, well, you've not listened to previous shows, but that's a Marta. Marta is somebody who's usually on the show. And that's what she does. She asks everyone, and she does it just like this. Marta, what you wearing?
And it drives me wild she does that. I tell you, I want a piece of that Marta, too. But you know what? Dude, she's in a relationship.
I've got goosebumps. And a big smile on today.
Amongst other things.
You want to know what I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you wearing?
I have on me SpongeBob SquarePants pajama bottoms.
Ooh.
And I'm completely topless.
Oh, I want pictures. Oh, jeez.
I don't normally sit here like this, but it's a bit... I've had a lazy morning as well, so not bothered to get dressed.
Hey, Trav.
Yeah.
I'm available for therapy sessions after the show if you want. You know.
Yeah,
I'm sure this could turn your head.
I'll pencil you in right here, okay? How does 7:30 sound?
All right, you got a 6-hour time difference between the two of you. Keep that in mind.
I know, 7:30, because it's 7:05 over there where he is.
You're right, it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, there's no flies on him.
See, the thing is, though, I really would love to visit England someday. I'd love to.
Oh.
I'm so fascinated with everything that goes on over there, especially with entertainment, because I gotta admit, most of the shows in England alone are a lot better than what we get here in the United States. They also get away with a lot much more, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
All right, the only part of English telly I like is the commercials. They're awesome.
Well, yeah.
Especially British Telecom commercials. I used to love those, but mind you, it's been a long time since I've seen any.
British Telecom and Pacho. You could probably see a lot of advertisements over there for those guys.
Well, I don't know. I just think that it's an awfully big industry in America, and it's awfully broad in its ability and state of finances. So there's just so much more crap made over there.
That's true.
So the good stuff that you do is a bit few and far between. You know.
Yeah, I guess what you basically...
I think we've just got a bigger ratio of better quality writing and production and everything over here, you know.
It shows,
but,
too.
But it's a much smaller output.
But it shows because you got, like... Okay, this is one show I really wanted to see. And it just came... It was just recently came over here on America's version of the BBC called... What else? BBC America. And it was called Spaced. And unfortunately, it was on during the time we don't have satellite TV, so I kind of missed out on it.
Yeah.
But if nobody knows what Spaced is, basically it's the guys who... the best example is the guys behind the movie Shaun of the Dead and pretty soon Hot Fuzz. That's going to be coming out too.
Right.
And what the show basically was this one skateboarder guy who's... played by Simon Pegg, moves in with his, I guess his best friend, played by Jessica Stevenson. I think that's right.
Mm.
and they share an apartment, and the apartment building has a bunch of weird characters. But what makes this show so interesting is that it has all these weird fantasies that come out of pop culture. And it's supposed to be pretty funny stuff.
Right. I haven't even heard of that, so I'll have to look out for it.
Well, it
I don't watch much TV. I must do more.
I think they filmed only one, maybe two series of Spaced.
Right. Yeah. But it's in the second series. If I'd been watching TV, I'd bound to have seen it, you know.
But, that's what I wanted to watch. And also, I was a fan of Coupling. That was a good show.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, excellent. Excellent.
I'm so disappointed that they axed after the fourth series. It's like...
Well, the thing is, I think they'd done all they could, really. I said, like anything, it goes on too long. It's like Father Ted.
I love Father Ted.
Yeah, he's great. There wasn't another series in it, even if Dermot Morgan hadn't died. I think they pretty much decided that they wouldn't do it anymore, you know. It's, because they did, what they did there was like absolute gems all the way through, just unbeatable.
Who's the...
You know, I used to really like to watch Are You Being Served? And then
that's a good show.
Yeah, and then they did that spin-off of it, you know, after everybody's old and decrepit.
Yeah, Are You Being Served again?
I absolutely hated that.
It was so bad. It took place on his farm. It was like, what the fuck? And then, the one character that Wendy Richards played on the show, what the hell?
What's it? Miss Brahms.
Yeah.
Miss Brahms.
She didn't exactly look like Miss Brahms on that spinoff show. It's like, damn, are you married yet?
Yeah. Best not to go back, I think, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. But there's a lot of old shows like that that I like. There's a lot of old American shows, too, that are actually good. And I like them. I don't know. Shows have changed.
Yeah. Stuff today is as good as it used to be. Here in the United States, we have the American version of The Office, and it's actually one of the most popular programs on NBC. And there's like so many versions of it all over the world all of a sudden. So Ricky Gervais is quite an innovator, I should say.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he charges money for his podcast, and that's what pisses me off about him.
For his what? For his podcast? Oh,
yeah.
Right, okay.
He charges subscriptions to view his shows. Like, you don't do that show. You don't do that shit. Podcasting is supposed to be free.
I know. Well, greedy bastard.
But anyways, I digress because my voice is starting to go out.
Well, I do have one last top 10.
Okay, go ahead and share with us.
All right, this would be another David Letterman because I absolutely love him. August 21st of 2006, the top 10 signs Osama bin Laden is in love with you.
Oh, no.
Number 10, he carves your initials in an infidel.
Ooh.
Number 9, he always gets the camel washed and waxed before he picks you up.
Oh, jeez.
Number 8, he never forgets to release an Al Jazeera video on your birthday.
Aww, how sweet.
Number 7, you say you enjoy Barry Manilow? Well, the next day he gets you Barry Manilow's ear.
Ooh.
Number 6, he orders one goat milk, 2 straws.
Oh,
ew.
Romance.
Number 5 says the only thing hotter than your body is his scorching hatred for the Zionists. He gets you, is number 4, gets you a romantic greeting card that reads, "You jihad me at hello."
Oh, great. Oh,
that's corny as hell. Corny as hell.
That was lame.
I like that one. Number 3, he lets you call him Aussie. Number 2, new intelligent reports put his whereabouts at Zales.
Oh,
all right.
And number 1, he says every time he thinks of you, there's an uprising in his trousers.
That's just wrong. Oh, God.
I like that. Come on.
How old are you, Terry?
What?
16, is it?
What?
You know, I said that wasn't that funny, I'm afraid. But I couldn't get into that. We've got a poor man dying here.
Oh, well, you know. I don't think there'll be too many people sympathetic for that.
That's sad.
Well, how about the top 10 John Kerry excuses or something? Anyway.
I voted for Kerry, but...
Where do you get these top 10s from, for God's sake?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. I'm going to CBS.com. It's CBS.com/late-night/late-show/10_... wait, let me start again. www.cbs.com/late-night/late-show/top_10.
No, didn't get that.
CBS.com.
No. Please don't do it again. Oh, dear.
No, just CBS.com.
Yeah. Nah.
Google it, shit.
Google it, shit. Yeah.
I wonder if eating an apple is going to be noisy.
Go for it.
Go on. We'll let you know if you sound disgusting or not.
A little bit.
Mmm. Oh.
Mmm. Oh, God.
Okay, I love the sound effects.
Must be an organic apple.
It is an organic apple. An English organic apple.
There you go.
Okay. What happened to the sound? I want more sound effects.
Sound effects for what?
What kind of sound effects?
Organic sound effects.
I'm so good for you.
So juicy. I'm so ripe.
Oh, God. This is an apple. This is a real... Sorry, carry on.
Oh, I hate to see what happens when you have a banana. Oh, God.
So
we need a 900 number, don't we? Line here.
Yeah.
1-900.
Listen to Martin eating his apple. There you go. $9.99 for 3 minutes of eating an apple.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. I feel dirty all of a sudden. I need a shower.
Martin probably needs a cigarette.
And you know what? I haven't got one.
Oh, you're out, are you?
Yeah. Don't sound so pleased.
Oh, you know I am.
Well, when you get to my age, there's very few pleasures in life.
You only have few pleasures because you deny them all.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Ooh.
I mean you.
What?
You know what?
Well, explain to me.
All right, let's talk about your sex drive then, shall we, Martin?
Oh, boy.
You know what my sex drive is?
Yeah, it's choking the chicken by yourself.
I get in my car and I drive around late at night looking in women's windows. That's my sex drive.
I didn't know you were a pervert. Good on you.
I get it whenever, wherever I want.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I know your mum loves you.
Oh, jeez. You see, you can love your mom.
She says it's best.
Love
she's just a She's just a tap on the ceiling away.
Oh. Hey, Mom, I love the
they
way
you
vacuum.
They got signals,
vacuum.
You know, oh. When his dad's not home.
But I'm not going to talk bad about my mom like that because we all know
I'm not talking bad about you, Mom.
I don't know. I'm saying for me because, you know, what she recently went through. So, and she's doing a lot better, so.
Cause, that's good.
Yeah. I'm sure you've heard that she had her heart attack about a month ago, actually.
Mm.
Well, Martin did not hear, so.
Oh, okay.
No, but you know, I can empathize with the problem.
Yeah.
Having been in the situation, but not me.
Yeah, I would say the three of us here, my mom's the only one in good health. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything else, really? Anybody? Bueller?
Why? Have you got to go?
Well, we've been on this call now for an hour and 15 minutes, so.
Is that a record?
No, but it's about the normal length of time for a show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just about.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. I'm better now.
Okay.
What the
I
heck
don't want to know. Somehow, I don't think that apple core made it to the garbage can.
Made it somewhere. Aaron, your daughter swing both directions.
Oh, boy. Anyways.
I'm gonna speak to my lawyer.
Well, if there's nothing else, go ahead and just kill this thing while still live and twitching. I'd like to thank Terry Strum and this week's special guest, Martin Thompson. Thank you so much for being part of this, the Unlive, I guess.
I loved it every minute.
And if we ever do this again, you know, you're more than welcome to come on. This is pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes.
Give us some thought. I'll let you know.
All right. And let's see. We might do another one of these again, hopefully with a little more participation from you, the listeners. But you know what? It's cool. But anyways, go ahead. I'm going to get out of here. And we'll see you guys next week with your normal show, I suppose, even though there really wasn't much of a difference here, but it was okay. But anyways, until you hear from us again, stay tuned.